Welcome to 2023 Talks, where we are following our democracy in historic times.
If the campaign is going to use artificial intelligence in its campaign ads, it ought to disclose in a very clear and concise language in the ad itself, this is entirely fabricated. This isn't real.
Craig Holman with a nonpartisan consumer group Public Citizen calls AI-generated campaign ads a threat to democracy. The Republican National Committee already put one on social media falsely depicting President Joe Biden. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis used another to attack former President Donald Trump in Iowa. The Federal Election Commission will decide on rules following a public comment period that ends October 16th. Former Vice President Mike Pence says he's ready for Wednesday's first Republican debate in Milwaukee, whether Trump is there or not.
One thing I realize about him is it's not over till it's over. So I'm actually still hoping he shows up.
Pence tells ABC everyone who qualifies should take part, but Trump has hinted he'll skip it and air a pre-recorded Tucker Carlson interview at the same time. Former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie calls that cowardly. Tennessee lawmakers are in special session today discussing a bill by Republican Governor Bill Lee to limit access to guns for at-risk individuals. Lee insists his proposal is not a red flag law, which state Republicans oppose.
It is important that we find a way to remove individuals who are a threat to themselves or to our society, to remove them from access to weapons.
A Nashville school shooting last spring left six people, including three children, dead. Three Democratic legislators faced calls for expulsion because they sided with gun control protests after the killings. Democrats in New Hampshire say President Biden's name might be off the ballot for next year's presidential primary and would have to be written in. Democratic Senator Maggie Hassan tells WBZ News that's because Biden and the National Party decided to allow South Carolina to hold its primary first.
New Hampshire law requires us to have the first in the nation primary, and we will continue to do that.
A recent poll found most Democratic primary voters back Biden. 10% favor environmental lawyer Robert F. Kennedy Jr. The state of Mississippi is appealing a federal appeals court ruling forcing the state to restore voting rights for people convicted of certain felonies. Attorney Jonathan Youngwood represents plaintiffs in the case.
It's about people who committed a crime, made a mistake, served their time. Now they're back in society. They should be allowed to vote.
The court ruled denying their voting rights is a cruel and unusual punishment that violates the Eighth Amendment. According to the Sentencing Project, nearly 5 million Americans have been disenfranchised that way. And an abortion rights group in Nebraska aims to put the issue on the ballot in 2024. The state's 12-week abortion ban is set to go into effect in October. I'm Catherine Carley for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our A-Trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.